Oh, I started it on accident. Okay.
Welcome to Opinion Havers, a movie podcast for Street Race Jesus. I'm Cody.
I'm Tyler.
Who would you guess Street Race Jesus is?
I mean, probably Vin Diesel. I was gonna
Dominic Toretto, Vincent P. Diesel engine.
I was gonna be like.
Is Don that the Gasoline reason? Is that the reason why he's in this movie? Because his last name's Diesel.
I mean, no, they could afford him. Probably is the reason he's in the movie. Yeah. They could afford to put him in the movie.
Tyler, we watched Fate of the Furious.
Yes, we did.
We are caught up. We are here.
We did it.
I'm so glad the movies got better.
Yeah. That's what I kept telling you after everybody. I was like, there's a pretty good movie that kicked it off. There is a very not good movie. Then there is a way better than I remember it being movie. Mm-hmm. And then there is a bad with good qualities movie. And then they start getting good.
And then they get in their stride. They figured it out.
Yeah. I just want to point out, though, the guy who did 4... is the guy that they were like, you know what? Let's trust him with the franchise.
Everything.
And he took it from 4 to now Fate of the Furious.
Yeah. Actually, I think baby. He did 3 as well. I looked it up.
Did he do Tokyo?
Which makes sense because the production quality totally changes. The whole aesthetic changes with 3.
Yeah.
And then 4 is like, well, let's get back the original people. And then by 5, they're like, all right, well, now we know what we're doing. We know how to...
Mm.
It's like they combine the silliness of 4... with, like, the good production value of 3, but with the right characters, and so they were able to just, it blossomed. Like a desert rose. Yep.
Yeah. I can't do the sound as well as you can, but I can sure try.
Yeah, you can. I got so many notes to share with you.
Do you really want to just kick off into your thing?
I can do it.
Because we all know what it's about.
I can do it.
All right, rapid fire, ready?
We figured it out. Dom is Cuban, probably. Or he has a cousin in Cuba. I don't know. I felt so close to closure on knowing what race Dominic Toretto is. It's okay. We don't have to know. How long is a Cuban mile? What does that even mean? They say a Cuban mile? Is that just like a mile of Cuban sandwiches? I don't understand. But they did it. They raced it. There's also Cuban Nos, which I think is just the mustard you put on the Cubano sandwich. I'm not certain as well. It's just a tank of mustard gas. Once again, continue with the theme. How fast can a car go in reverse? He wins the race in reverse, which just seems to defy all logic, and I loved it. Dominic Toretto proves himself as a family man. He's suffering the little children to come unto him, hence race car Jesus. The other reason that makes him race car Jesus is that he predicts everything that happens to everybody's car all the time. He's like, he's gonna blow his gasket on mile marker 7 or the whatever, and when he goes into 7th gear and he hits 8,000 RPMs, he's gonna blow up. And then every time there's a race, he predicts what's gonna happen. He knows every car, knows everything about every car without even looking under the hood. He's a prophet of race cars. Race car Jesus. I love that about him. Also, this is not related to the Jesus thing, but have you noticed how dark his nipples are? They're pretty dark. He gets back from buying groceries. His groceries include 2 items: a rose, a baguette. I don't know. What is he making for dinner? I don't understand. He says something about, like, I came to Cuba for the culture, and like, my, if I were to write that line to me, but I stayed for the communism. that's what I thought when he said that. Oh, The Rock, he's shining bright as a soccer coach. They do little girl soccer team haka. So good. I loved every second of that. Tay-Tay, is that what we're calling Taylor Swift? Does he refer to Taylor Swift as Tay-Tay? Which sets up the line, ride the Tay-Tay, when someone gets hit in their, I don't know, genitals, probably? Tay-Tay. The worst way, there's no worse way to call Taylor Swift. That's okay. So the other thing I realized about Dominic Toretto, he's Jesus. He's also the Hulk. He is the Hulk of this. He's not like, I don't know, I don't understand. There's nothing he can't lift. Good for him. Jason Statham makes his glorious return. I'm so glad. They keep killing off my favorite characters. We'll get into that later, I'm sure. How hard did Jason Statham work to maintain his stubble? It's perfect. Every time, it's the perfect shadow. It's in between a shadow and a stubble. And I don't understand what razor setting he's using and how it even works. Charlize Theron, can we talk about her hair and how she's killing it? It shouldn't work, but it does. She's amazing. The Rock's doing a prison workout. I even forget what he was doing. I loved it. Can we? If I were to highlight one part of his body, it would be his triceps. I was blown away by his triceps in this movie. High five to The Rock. Oh, so they gotta go get God's Eye, which apparently can only exist on a drive. It's not backed up anywhere. There's no copies of it. I don't understand. It seems very important. And it seems like it's getting stolen left and right. Make a copy of it. I don't know. Just a thought. Dominic Toretto makes out with Charlize Theron, and I hated every second of it, and it made no sense. Why? Oh, it was so uncomfortable. Also, Alabama Boy. Why'd they bring him back? I mean, I know he's like 45, and he's supposed to be a teenager, but I also didn't like his character, but it's like, they should have brought him back. That's what they should have done. They didn't. That's okay. So, Brazil lady, who Dominic ditched, they just, nope, she got in trouble, got kidnapped, has a baby, what? No one knows she's in trouble? Wasn't she working with The Rock? How did he have no, what, who, he's so bad at his job. Oh my goodness. So Dominic gets a love square, I guess. He gets three love interests in one movie, and it doesn't make any, no one's scrambling for him. The Brazil lady, they kill her. Why are they killing all my favorite people? Paul Walker's gone. Han is gone. Suki is gone. Injustice. And Brazil lady's gone now. It's like, good thing Jason Statham's here. He's the only one who's going to revive. There's no good people left. It's just like the okay people. And then for some reason, like an orgy of all these people that want to get with Dom. What's that even about? Oh, can we talk about the baby scene? Oh, the baby was the best part of this movie. I was kind of losing interest by the end. But nope, the baby came to save the day. Jason Statham, Father of the Year Award. I loved every second of that action scene. Oh, it was so good.
All right, I'm going to have to cut you off right there, Cody. Because, yeah, time is up. Mm-hmm. Can I clarify what, at least one of your notes here for you?
Please.
One, he was curling a concrete bench in prison. That's what he was doing.
Okay.
He ripped it off of the rebar that attached it to the wall and curled it after J-Boy said that he was, you know, not strong. Here's the thing. I looked up the Cuban Mile. The first thing pops up is the Cuban Mile from Fate of Furious a real thing? It's a Vanity Fair article that I did not read, but it's that's the only thing that popped up. So I'm going to go with they found out it is not a real thing. The other thing is, so you're talking about it, Vin Diesel's ethnicity. Here's the thing. Let me read this to you. He never knew his biological father. His mother is white with English, German, Scottish, and Irish hair ancestry, and his adopted father is African American. Referring to his biological father's background, Diesel has said that he himself is definitely a person of color. That's quotes. That's a quote, by the way. So, in answer to your question, he has no idea what his ethnicity is. All right,
here's my question.
He has just decided he is...
Who is going to be the hero that is going to get a saliva swab from him, submit it to Ancestry.com's DNA test? I must know.
Can I tell you about the conspiracy of this? I think he's done it, found out that he is 100% like Irish and German.
Yeah.
And been like, no, because I am a person of color. And as long as he doesn't, here's the thing. Everybody's talking about, oh, post your tax returns, post your birth certificate, you know? Forget all that. Vin Diesel's 23andMe report. That's all I want.
That's what, like, anonymous. Where are you at? This should be your top priority.
Yeah. You know what? Everybody's scared of Anonymous. They need Cypher. Cypher needs to come in. Anonymous scared of Cypher. What is the deal with this? What? First off, she said everyone's scared of Anonymous. Yeah. Have you ever found yourself being scared of Anonymous?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering. I was like, recently. I didn't think they really did much. They do some stuff. They take credit for a lot of stuff that is questionably.
Yeah. They're just not going to target a guy like me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to clarify the bench curling scene for you and the Cuban mile being definitely not a real thing and the ethnicity of Vin Diesel.
Thank you.
Being questionable. It just says American on his pages. It's like, he's American.
Of course.
Yeah.
That checks out. Do you dare?
Did I clarify all your stuff?
What's up?
Did I clarify everything for you?
You did.
It was all clear?
Perfect. You gonna take the reins? Are you gonna do it?
Ma'am. Oh, I did it. Oh, I did it on accident. Yo, you're talking during it. Oh my gosh, you're the worst. Here's the thing, Cody. The prison break scene, I was rock hard the whole time. My muscles were flexed. I was so excited. I don't know what you're thinking of over there with your chuckling. I was flexing. He takes rubber bullets like it's nothing. The kind of thing, he takes one to the neck. The kind of thing that can kill you. A point blank 12 gauge rubber bullet. Boom, in the neck. That kills people. He's just like, that was a big mistake. You should have had real bullets. And then he picks a guy up. I wanted him to bend a gun in half so bad. I wanted him to do it so bad. He didn't do it. Picks guys up. They're beating up guys with other guys, which is the best. And then they get out, and Mr. Nobody's standing there with Scott Eastwood. Scott Eastwood, what are you doing here trying to replace Paul Walker? Who in their right mind picks the Subaru in a place called the toy shop? Here's the deal. Paul Walker would have defended the Subaru. He would have explained, this is why I picked it. This is what I've done to the car. Scott Eastwood, what'd he do? He did nothing to the car. He did not defend his choice. No one questioned his choice. What is this guy doing? Not being Paul Walker. That's what he's doing. And it's, I hate him. I hate his face. Yeah, he's a very beautiful man. Actually, I don't hate his face, but I hate him. There was. He pushes a torpedo. He's like, take the wheel. Shove the torpedo. Right. And here's the thing. Here's what kills me, Cody. This is what has been weighing on my mind since we watched it. Bentleys. How much do Bentleys weigh? Don't answer that. I'll answer you. 3 tons. A standard Bentley weighs 3 tons. Your standard giant heavy car weighs 2 tons. The idea, the audacity of the writers of this film, that the tiny little punk car that the Deese is driving in this one could flip a Bentley, appalls me, shocks me to my core, and bothered me so much that I looked up how much Bentleys weigh. Not to mention, he just smacked. I mean, here's the thing. The Diesel? Vin Diesel is... What's the deal, man? What's going on with Dominic Toretto? Come on the show. Tell us all about Dom. Right. These people have taken down people that really beat Dom really well, and Dom could not beat them. But now suddenly he's like some kind of magic man. He can do all kinds of stuff. This all started with street racing, Cody. He was the best street racer in a section of L.A., not even in L.A., just like in a part of it. And he helped co-start a festival, like a race festival, that they called, I'll remind you, Race Wars, which is very on the nose, I would say. What the heck? That's what I want. Oh, wait. No. 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 It was a false alarm, Cody. It was a false alarm. I'm just so worked up. But Dom, right? This car is on fire. I'm going back to the beginning. The car was on fire, Cody. It was on fire. Okay? Also, skipping away from this for a second. Okay? Let me take you to the previous movies where they were constantly... Brian doesn't know anything. Brian's so dumb. Brian's like the dumbest guy we all know. What's he doing? Yeah. Dumb Brian. Now that, oh, hey, guess what? Paul Walker's dead. Brian would know what to do. Brian's the wisest of us all. He's the only one who could take down Dom. Every other movie, Brian's so dumb, he can't fight Dommy, so just get rid of Brian. Who cares about him? He doesn't even know what's going on. He's so dumb. Brian would know what to do. No. We promised. Good job, Letty. He's also dead, so you can't call him. Sorry about that. I cry every night thinking about it, but he is deceased. Was his brother going to... What, Cody Walker, whatever his name is? He ain't coming in doing this stuff. Brian doesn't know what to do. Brian got a baby. Brian busy. Okay? But even like when he's like back to the car on fire thing, he's like, Brian told me that poor man's turbocharged. Okay. It's on fire. He drove a car on fire. It's over. The rant is over. He drove a car on fire.
He did.
The flames were in his face. I don't know if you've ever stood mildly close to a campfire.
Oh, speaking of car on fire, that's another reason why he's race car Jesus. He races that guy for his pink slip, and then it's like, nah, keep your car.
Forgiving debts.
Forgiving debts left and right. Race car Jesus. It is interesting. And then, like, just to go off some of the stuff you said, like Scott Eastwood, they did not in any way set him up for success. Like, they set it up so we would hate him. And I think they tried to do the same thing with Brian, where it's like, oh, cop guy, but then he becomes them with these people. Because the beginning, Scott East was like, I'm doing this my way or else. And then by the end, he's like, screw it. Everyone take whatever car you want. We're doing this. And so I was like, oh, okay, you're trying to do the same thing in a much quicker way. But you set him up to be the stuffy suit bad guy, and it's gonna be hard for me to wanna like him, you know?
Yeah. Also, to defend The Rock, she only got kidnapped after she left him to go work somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay, but let's talk about the timeline of the baby.
Yeah, also, when was she pregnant?
Because, like, it doesn't...
Because
it just doesn't quite check out.
It really doesn't. When
I'm thinking about the timeline of these movies.
She got thrown out of a building right when she should have been, like, what, 6 months pregnant?
Yeah, and it just... Yeah. So that movie, she's not pregnant at all.
Babies die if you push the mom down a couple stairs.
How old is that baby? Like, 9 to 15 months, I would guess?
Hold that baby. Let's look it up. Let's search. Oh, there it is. Found it. After months of searching, I found
this
one.
Yeah, it's just like this baby should have entered the scene a little while ago.
How old baby in face, fate?
I'm very curious to see what comes up with that, sir.
I had to pull back because it came up with face.
Can we talk about
I tell you what the first thing is?
What?
Fate of Furious baby Brian Toretto, played by Carlos. It brought it up. Brought it to the baby.
That was impressive.
Google loves me and hates you, Cody.
Yeah, that's true.
Continue with your thing.
The award for the most homophobic line in these movies would probably go to this movie.
Yes.
Dick Garage. They refer to someone's mouth as a dick garage, which seems homophobic. I don't know. That's what I think. Seems pretty disrespectful to
I also homosexuals. I also do respect the audacity of the line, though.
Yeah.
Like, that is a new and innovative...
Very innovative car pun insult. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Just thought it's interesting in this day and age, we're still throwing out those kind of things. We'll see. I don't know.
Don't hate on them just because you didn't think of it.
Can you tell me if this was a line from the movie or something I came up with? Rhodes got the codes, you chode. Was that said in the movie?
No.
I think they said something about the codes and Rhodes, and I was like, you chode. I was like, I thought it was very funny. Can we talk about Helen Mirren's accent? Helen Mirren is a classy British lady, and they gave her a Cockney accent.
I know, they really answered your question, didn't they? Of like, how do they have different accents? And what did I say, Cody? What was my answer? Because one of them went...
raised by different... They're separated at birth or whatever.
Or that one of them, like, left and tried to be act more refined, which is exactly what it did. His brother was like, I'm gonna be a criminal. And he was like, I'm gonna be a super spy government agent. And he's like, I need to act refined and sophisticated and become James Bond. And his brother was just like, nope.
It just, yep, it was, didn't like it.
But it was interesting, right? Because it's like, the one who stayed, or I guess, I don't know who stayed with the mom. What was the mom? Is she government? Is she criminal?
I thought she was like a gang person.
Yeah. So the refined-sounding brother, who's like, I'm going to try to separate myself from her, And then the Cockney sounding brother.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I like Statham's accent. I like it.
He's got a good accent. Statham also has by far the best fight style of anyone. You can tell it's like, oh, he's actually a martial artist, where these other people are just in an action movie.
You can tell The Rock is a wrestler. That's how he, that's his main go-to. Like, when that they're choreographing him, they're like big, like, flashy moves, whereas Statham is like, yeah, he can like
very quick, kill a lot of like, he can grapple, he can strike, he can do all the MMA stuff. And I even looked it up. I was like, he looks like he's doing all his own stuff, and sure enough, he does.
Yeah, no, he's been doing it for a long time.
But which, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of his movies, but I have seen the Transporter movies back in the day.
Are we gonna watch The Mechanic together now?
Sure.
That came out around this time, and it's him doing all the Shaw stuff.
Also, my favorite part, so I mean, I told you I love the part where Shaw is running around with his baby antics, but as far as I can tell, once again with the timeline, it seemed like Jason Statham went from rescuing the baby on the planet.
You know, plane. This is just a plane. This was not a planet.
He went from the plane to a rooftop barbecue.
Yes.
So he was on the plane. And they come home, and they're just like, oh, we're in New York having a barbecue. Like, don't you all live in Los Angeles? I don't. How did he just came from a spy, super secret, mercenary jet plane?
They were in L.A. doing the rooftop barbecue, which is strange.
That was New York.
Was it in New York?
It was in New York.
Did the end of the movie take place in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was very confusing to me. I was like, you were in L.A. You go on this adventure. You go to a rooftop barbecue and maybe I'm wrong, but I was like 98% sure that
is it New York where the toy store is or toy shop. Wasn't it in New York?
Yeah, but it was just weird. I was like, you're at a rooftop barbecue. First off, why is there so much Budweiser? There's like one bottle of Corona in that barbecue, which is upsetting. Like, how much money do you think Budweiser shelled out?
Look, Budweiser,
Corona.
Budweiser got the quiche. You got the quiche.
And
it brings the quiche and the cash. He just
brings the baby from the plane to the barbecue. How do they know to meet at the bar? They're having a barbecue?
Look, they have an unspoken bond. Oh, I'm dying.
They're playing pool. You notice this? They're playing pool. Amazing surround sound on that scene. I was like looking behind me. I was like, oh, it sounds just like a pool hall in here. It's not really. All the clacking.
I did not.
The muttering and the clacking was very good. Do submarines have heat-seeking missiles? I was confused.
I thought the heat-seeking missile was... Is it from the submarine?
Yeah, so it's like would have an underwater torpedo, but they shot from the submarine a heat-seeking missile. I'm like, how often do you shoot missiles from above water in a submarine?
Not very often. They do have it, but the fact that that was supposed to be a Soviet-era sub and that what was obviously a Hellfire missile, which is an American missile, pops up from a compartment. I'm like, they didn't.
It was just one of those things. It was like in Die Hard 4, the helicopter jet. You're like, they're just doing cool stuff now.
Almost like shooting a torpedo along the ice and having the Rock push it out of the way.
Someone gets choked. They forgot to say, I'm a choke you. And I was mad about it.
I know. I can't. Who'd even choke somebody?
I can't even remember. Might have been.
Somebody did get choked, and I was like, they gotta say it.
They didn't say it.
They did not.
Statham's got a jetpack squirrel suit. I was like, that's sweet.
That's what I was like, who is his mom that she can procure these freaking
super jetpacks? Is she a gangbanger or is she like a super spy?
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look up what in the world is she? Let's ask Google.
I mean,
who is Helen Mirren in Fate? It doesn't like Fate. It will not. It won't even say the word Fate, let alone give me F8.
Ugh, that's upsetting.
It is. She's Magdalene Shaw, is what it says. She's a wealth of information, as I'm sure you know. But continue with your.
This baby is wonderful. I love everything about this baby.
Back on the baby.
But, like, I mean, so Letty's just like, yeah, I'll take care of your love child that was made suspiciously long time ago. Then we've been together for a minute now. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like, what is happening? Why do we have to kill the Brazilian, too? Like, why? They're just putting everyone in the freezer that I like.
Because they shot her in the face, but there was no blood. There was no exit wound, but it's all right. The bullet is not in her anymore.
How much money do you think was in that one garage shot when he's like, hey, look at all these sweet cars? And it was like every nice car ever. How much money?
At least $45.
Easy.
I think probably the most expensive thing in there.
We're talking three figures at least.
The fork truck.
Yeah.
It was a lot of very nice cars, and I appreciated it.
Can we play our favorite game?
Yes.
Our favorite segment. I'm going to tell you a note. You tell me what you think it means. Dr. Coldfinger.
They were talking about your doctor's more intimate than your doctor's cold finger.
Oh, that's a good line. I like that one.
Or as intimate.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was The Rock who said that, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
Hit me with your next shot, boy.
I don't have anything else. I did have a question about Ramsey, but... there's a confusing moment where, like, Shaw goes to save Ramsey or something, but, she's like, you saved my life, and it's like, I don't think she would have died, but it's fine.
Yeah, he did. Because
there's a scrambler grenade, that was it. They had, like, a disorientation pulse or grenade or something like that.
It did throw a door on top of him.
Okay, but yeah, I was just like...
He took, a foot-thick steel door landing on top of him like a champ, and I wanted him to just... huck it off of him, like be like, oh, well, the door protected his head and he was still there, and just like throw it off of him and Dom punch him in the face or something.
Yeah.
Just to be like, make me more mad that Dom could fight. You know, there's two literal government assassins that are sent to like take out armies, and the thought that, like, oh, this street racer from LA who beat up a guy once with a wrench and went to prison for it, he could totally kill these guys with one hand behind his back.
I'm curious to see who's going to be in the next movie. Are they going to add any characters or what the story's going to be?
Oh, the next movie?
They're supposed to be like a trilogy, right? Like 8, 9, and 10 are supposed to be like linked.
Probably.
Like 5, 6, and 7 are sort of a trilogy, and then 8, 9, and 10 are supposed to be like a trilogy.
I'm just along for the ride. I live my movies a Cuban mile at a time.
That's my ride or die, this series.
Yeah, man, ride or die. I'm like, I don't think you know what that means, Letty, when she says that. And I believe, wasn't that the last movie she said that?
She said it a couple times.
And I'm like, every time she says it, though, I'm always like, I don't think you know what that means. It doesn't mean ride, like, drive so fast that you're going to die. It's more to do with, like, being, like, tight.
I'll always be by your side.
Yeah.
I'll ride with you or I'll die. But the way she seems to understand it. Before I don't ride with you.
The way she seems to take it is Dom's like, hey, don't die. And she's like, you know me, ride or die. And it's like, what do you think that phrase means, Letty? I just need to know what she thinks it means, because somebody needs to explain to her, like, it doesn't mean I'm going to try to die on this ride.
Yeah.
She needs to stop trying to kill herself.
Why can't we just kill off Michelle Rodriguez? I would take the Brazilian. I would take Suki. I would take Han. I would take Brian. I would take any of these people over.
Can we reference real quick before we end the fact that they all ran out of ammo on their guns at the same time?
Love it. Ride or die.
Yeah, ride or die, man. Yeah, it's like,
your
whatever.
Buddy's out of ammo. You're out of ammo. You know, that's what it means.
The best part was, I don't know who it was that ran out that just had the rifle. But they were like, oh no, I think maybe it was Letty. And she just like, threw it. Mm-hmm. I liked this fight scene with her because she got beat up, and I liked that.
Oh, yeah.
But The Rock ran out and just whipped this, 50-pound gun into a guy and then just started to lay waste to the entire army that they had sent against him. To the point where they were just like, oh. And he's like, yeah, let's do it.
Ugh, so good. I hope Scott Eastwood picks it up. I hope they redeem his character, because I think he's good. I just think they set him up for failure.
He's a good. If you're gonna replace the Walker, then Eastwood's a good one to go with.
Yeah.
Plus, it opens the door for Pop Clint to make an appearance.
Yeah, just like Kurt Russell was like, I lead the super, super secret government agency. Next one is going to be Clint Eastwood. He's just like,
he's the next villain.
I lead the super, super, super secret government agency, whatever, ghost protocol thingy.
Yes. The G.I. Joes.
I want his to be like an old-timey one where it's like somehow, it's like still running on like paper and like telegraphs and everything. That's what I want.
Well, it could be like John Wick, how everything's all old school and that's how they stay off the grid. So it's cool, but it's like, but it's Clint Eastwood and you all know he's racist. So it's a little less cool all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. But Cody, if they want to find more of our episodes, they await Hobbs and Shaw with the just... I don't know. I can't even think of a thing. I'm just so excited.
The pure elation, the pure joy, the anticipation. It's all... It's so close. It's days away.
I'm just going to start bench pressing a concrete bench.
I'm going to go to the park and I'm going to start ripping stuff out of the ground and off of walls.
I'm just going to start...
bench pressing. Curling. I'm ready.
I'm just going to start, you know, fighting random people in the street.
Yeah.
That's what I think we got to do.
I'm going to do homophobic car pun insults to strangers.
Yes.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm gearing up for Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah. But it's so far away. How would they find more of our episodes today, Cody?
Oh, we're everywhere. Google Play.
Everywhere.
iTunes. Opinion Havers. Apple Podcasts. Stitcher. Spotify. You can even reach out to us
on Twitter at Opinion Havers. You could tweet suggestions. You could tweet love. Mm. You could tweet even more love.
Also,
love.
Love. Yeah, those are the only options.
Yeah, that's all the options. Mm-hmm. It's on the drop-down menu. You just click. It's all love. Yeah, that's about it. That's our whole...
That's it. There's nothing else to say.
We say a thing.
Oh.
But you mess it up every time, so I'm seeing if you can get it right.
Watch movies.
And have opinions.
I think that's the right order, right?
Who knows?
We do it right?
When have we ever been good at this?
You know, tweet me.